This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got much to cover today. I want to talk about Christmas and a carnival. Say what? Yeah, I said a Christmas and a carnival. The media and corrupt politicians are handing your country off to them that mean to destroy you. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, if you look to the Quran, friends, chapter 3, verse 54, and they, the disbelievers, the infidels, you and me, schemed. And Allah, he schemed. He schemed against them. And Allah is the best of schemers. Now, I mean, can you imagine that? I serve a God that's a schemer? No. I serve a holy God. And he's not a man that he should lie. And holiness has meaning, friends. He's a truth teller. And when we begin to look at what we have within the gates in the United States of America, you need to understand that the Arabic word used here for scheme or plot is makara, which literally means deceit. So therefore, if Allah is supremely deceitful towards unbelievers, then there is little basis for denying that Muslims are allowed to do the same thing. Of course, they are. This is who they serve, the father of lies. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. And what does he come to do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And it's exactly what's happening in America little by little today. Christmas and a carnival. Bradley, what are we talking about? We're going to get to that in just a couple of moments. I wanted to cover some of the things that are taking place across the country on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have much to cover, and I'll just put it in a nutshell as quickly as possible. I want to let you know that I'm not purposely being a bearer of bad news. No, I believe that we can win the day if 325.7 million people would come together in doing so under God and by the power of the Most Holy One of Israel. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Because, let me remind you, nowhere can I find in Scripture where God will fail a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. I can't find it in Scripture. Why don't we listen to this from the pulpits today? Nope, they're using excuses. They're using the occasion of flesh, what they call grace today, rather than an empowerment. Yesterday we talked about how the law detects, said Augustine, and how grace conquers. Well, the grace that they preach today doesn't conquer, friends, nor does it overcome, because it's not the faith of Christ, knowing all the well that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So I want you to understand that I'm not here bearing bad news because I choose to do so. No, I'm just being a faithful individual as unto God. That's all I'm doing. And I'm pointing my finger back to the one that brings forth the answers, and the one that truly gives unto his children liberty to walk in, right? To he who makes the Bible says that he who makes men free is the Son, and that would be the Son of God indeed. And we also know in 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we know that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and that's exactly what we're promoting here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. So here is the bad news of the day. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, follow the money. Why Facebook will never willingly change its treatment of conservatives. Well, friends, I guess the answer to that is let them do it to themselves, because as the old saying goes, give them enough rope and they'll themselves. That's exactly right. And it's exactly what they're doing today. Again, here we have on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, who's behind all of this? Well, it's judgment indeed, no question about it. But who is the Lord using to bring forth judgment or chastisements? If we don't want to listen to his chastisements, we're going to listen to his judgments. And if it comes to the point where he brings forth judgments, we're going to wish that we did what he commanded us to do when we had time to do it, rather than see the wrath of the most holy God upon a nation that refuses to reprove themselves or to repent before him. Isaiah 66 verse 2, Psalm 51 verse 17, Matthew 3 2, write it down and read it when you get a moment. George Soros again comes to America with a free hand to do what he wills, because your government that's been put into place to restrain men from sin and to enforce rights against the wrong and to maintain order is derelict of duty on so many different fronts. As a matter of fact, Americans are spending more time now talking about the crimes of their government, which is only a reflection of we the people, than they are the righteousness in which we walk in. And instead of magnifying the law against the crimes, Americans have succumbed to magnifying the crimes against the law. And what's their message? Hopelessness. There's nothing we can do about it. Again, I'm here to tell you, America, that is the furthest thing from the truth. We the people under God, regardless of the numbers, friends, can win the day. God and you are always in the majority, said John Knox, that great Scotland preacher. Remember, he was the one that prayed, Lord, give me Scotland or I die. Oh my goodness. Is that a Christianity that we know of today in this country? Well, let me take it a step further concerning John Knox now that I'm talking about it. Isn't it interesting that Mary Queen of Scots feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe? Do you see that sort of Christianity today? Just the exact opposite, a bunch of capitulators. As a matter of fact, if you go over to the book of Psalm chapter 78, you can see in verse 9, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, they turned back in the day of battle. Why? Because they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his moral law, which Jesus Christ came to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. Read it when you get a moment. Read Romans 3:31 when you get a moment. Again, friends, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Senator Dianne Feinstein pledges to fight against the rights of teachers to be armed. Who's warring against you, America? It's the same message I've been giving you for 17 years. Those that you claim to represent you are actually representing special interest groups that are at war with you and your God-given rights. Yes, I said God-given rights. You don't have privileges given unto you by the state, friends. You have God-given rights, but you got to be willing to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Read it when you get a moment. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, covering what's going on in the United States of America. By the way, thank you for joining us today. You have us as the number one radio show across the boards, broadcasting into over 100 affiliates across the United States of America. Again, we thank you for your trust, and thank you for joining me in the fight, friends, literally. We're not here just talking about what needs to be done. As a matter of fact, we're here a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing about the answers to establish what's already been given unto us, friends. We just need to get back to the Bible and the Constitution, period. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. As a matter of fact, I want to let those people in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, the state of Minnesota, to those that are listening to us across the state today, that if you're at the Minnesota State Fair or you plan on going to the Minnesota State Fair, go to the grandstand on the east end of the building, second row in. There is our booth. We've been there for 13 years. I have the wife and a couple of my boys down there today rocking it, and a couple other people that are a part of the ministry as well, working those booths, taking advantage of the opportunity that's been given unto us. Jesus said, pray not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field, and that's exactly why we're there. So in saying that again, take some time, read Luke 19:10. We're called to seek and save that which is lost, and it's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com on a daily basis, literally. That is a fact. With that said, I was just highlighting some of the things taking place across the United States of America. We have Senator Dianne Feinstein. She's pledging to fight against the rights of teachers to be armed. So then, let me ask you the question. Why are they at work attempting to disarm the American people in a state of terror? And I want to interject this because this is what I'm going to be talking about in a couple of moments. Why is it that Muslims from Somalia in the Middle East Why are they being allured into the United States of America by such representatives as the one that I'm highlighting even now? They're trying to disarm you in the state of terror because you've been inundated that with that, friends, by the state-controlled media, the corporate-owned media, the CIA-controlled media for the last, 16, 17 years now. Now, all of a sudden, they're here. They're multiplying. As a matter of fact, since September 11, 2001, mosques have increased 74%. And you need to begin to ask the question as to who's behind all of this. Again, knowing that I'm a preacher and knowing what I'm called to do, this is my message. Acts 20, verse 21. We're to repent before God and put our faith in Jesus Christ and bring forth works meet for repentance. In other words, get busy fighting for the freedom of our future posterity, just the way that our forefathers did for us. With that said, friends, why again do you have Senator Dianne Feinstein pledging to fight against the rights of teachers to protect children in the classroom? Okay? Again, it just goes back to what I've always been saying. They swore to uphold our God-given rights. They swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But what are they doing, America? They're working for special interest groups, warring against you, rather than fighting and warring for you to maintain our God-given rights. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also wanted to bring it line upon line, precept upon precept, and make another point right behind that. This also on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Elizabeth Warren, okay? Another lunatic, another criminal. Literally, friends, these are criminals that you have tagged as, well, politicians. They're just doing what they do. No, they're just doing what you're letting them do. Okay, because they're going to do whatever you let them get away with, and that's why they do what they do. But on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Elizabeth Warren on Molly Tibbetts' murder, she said we need to focus on real immigration problems. It's all diversion, friends, to get your eye off the ball. Did you know that according to statute, federal statutes, did you know that these representatives are actually responsible for the crimes of those that they allure in? How come nobody's talking about that? I want to tell you why nobody talks about it, because nobody wants to take the time and uphold that law and magnify it against the crimes of the likes of Elizabeth Warren and other corrupt officials, okay, as they like to call themselves, representatives. Again, they work for us. We do not work for them whatsoever in any sense of the word. I wanted to go over as well to what's going on with the TSA. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, TSA, molests a 13-year-old girl, then calls the police when parents object to further molestation. Has anybody taken the time to read the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Because you need to do that. You need to understand that, again, you have God-given rights. I remember when my firstborn was just a little boy. And we took the time to watch none other than Schindler's List. And when we watched Schindler's List, remember that movie back from the, I believe it was the end of the 90s or the beginning of the 2000s? The true story of the Holocaust that many want to deny now? You might want to take some time to listen to what President Eisenhower said about that. And by the way, that's why they filmed much of the Holocaust. He said because in the future, they'll try to deny that this happened. With that said, my little boy, probably 6-7 years old at that particular time, said, "Dad, this is like when we go through the airports." That's right. We never had the TSA in this country. And by the way, for those that didn't know, airports do not have to have the TSA. And guess who, by the way, is the investor behind none other than these scanners, these body scanners that they illegally put you through? George Soros. How come he's not been prosecuted by this administration, friends? That's another question. Where's the justice, America? Why is it that he's an international criminal? He just got kicked out of another country a week and a half ago, but he's free to come to America and do as much damage as he possibly wants to, even going so far as to funding over 200 groups that are working day and night to upend your Constitution, by the way, to their own demise as well. But that's why they're called useful idiots, because they're too stupid to do their own homework. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. But the TSA, friends, molests a 13-year-old girl, then calls the police when the parents object to further molestation. Did you know that the TSA within a whole, friends, has pretended it's a pretended authority? Has anybody taken the time to look at these people that are illegally frisking you, illegally putting their hands on you and your children and your wives? Have you taken the time to realize that if a police officer did this outside of an airport, that he would be arrested for violating your God-given rights, but they can do it at the airport? And isn't it interesting, almost without fail, every single time we go to an airport, the TSA has some cripple, literally, some crippled individual in a wheelchair, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, being frisked by the TSA. And it's also interesting to note many of the people that are working for the TSA are foreigners, frisking Americans. Yep, it's perfect judgment. Oh my gosh. You want to see a timeline, friends? You got to read Leviticus 26, starting with verse 15. And chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, starting with the curses. You want to see great specificity as to what's going on concerning the timeline in this country? America is under judgment. And why are we under judgment? Because we fail to keep the commandments of the Lord. Period. Read Deuteronomy 4 to 6. 1 through 6 when you get a moment. But folks, and also take the time to understand, not only is the TSA violating the Fourth Amendment, and I'm going to read that in just a moment here, but also keep in mind you need to take the mask off of many that work at the TSA. Drug dealers, thieves, pedophiles, the list goes on. And it's readily available online if you Google search many of these people that work for the TSA. They're a bunch of lowlifes. And by the way, it's purpose to hire these people because they know that they'll do to you what most won't. The Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, God-given rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Do you know that every time you go through an airport, America, that you are literally being accused by the TSA as being suspect? Did you know that? And it's there to further molest every individual, to desensitize every individual, and to get you used to a police state. And giving the police and the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security and other agencies, friends, to at will violate their sworn oaths. And the only way that this happens is when you allow them to do what they're doing today. Amendment 4, Bill of Rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. I want to make one more point about that when we get back on the other side. And it's an interesting point, but it shows you why most don't even take the time to find out what the Bill of Rights and the actual text actually has to say. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A high school football game in Jacksonville, Florida ends with a triple shooting. One man is dead, two teens are injured. Ron Lindvay with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says it happened just outside the football field's main gates as people were leaving the game between Raines and Lee High Schools.
People leaving a football game, there were some fights and disturbances during the game, but I'm not going to draw any hard conclusions until we have the facts.
Federal authorities are assisting local law enforcement in the search for a single shooter. They say it's too early to say if it was gang-related. And in California, a block away from a junior varsity football game, a shooting between two groups left a 16-year-old dead and an 18-year-old in critical condition. Police Lieutenant Greg Hurlbut says two suspects have been arrested. One tried to blend in with the crowd evacuating from the game.
The school staff was able to identify that the person we were actually looking for was, in fact, in the gym with everybody.
The second suspect was found in a nearby house. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are live across the boards right now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, if you're in the state of Minnesota somehow this week, or you're listening to us right now from the state of Minnesota, please take the time to go to the Minnesota State Fair. The Minnesota State Fair has had us there now for 13 years. We are at the east end of the grandstand. Second row in, you can't miss us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and you'll see my little cheesy face right there. My wife and a couple people from the ministry, as well as my children, are out there working the rows. There's literally millions of people that go through the Minnesota State Fair every year, and we are making the most of the time that's been allotted to us. The Bible says, redeem the time, for the days are evil, and evil they are. With that said, I also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online at any time, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also jump over. And by the way, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, there's much more to us than most people think. We're just radio. We're just doing radio across the country. Nope, there's much more. We've done high schools, and we're doing high schools. We do colleges. We do television. I did a documentary series. We got a store online, which will show you a lot more as well. Go to the store, check it out. And by the way, please do support us, especially when we're out at the Minnesota State Fair. We're spending more time tracking people and preaching to people than we are looking to sell anything, because we're not making the Lord's house a den of thieves. But do go check out the store, and you can check out our message that way as well. And do support us by supporting that message, because we have been doing it for 20 years now, and we have been impactful. With that, there's much more to be said, but for the sake of time, let's keep rocking and rolling here. If you want to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Funny, too, folks, over the last couple days, actually probably over the last week, Facebook has been messing with my content, my page. They also shut me down for another 30 days by taking a 2014 post off of sonsoflibertymedia.com. They're getting desperate, friends. And as I said earlier during the first segment, it's just a matter of time, friends. You give them enough rope and they're going to, you know, they're going to hang themselves, and it's exactly what they're going to be doing at length. With that said, you can also jump over to the phone lines again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And one more thing, check us out on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And that is my YouTube page. Put in Bradley Dean as well, friends, double E, and it will pull up for you. There's hundreds of videos out there that we're posting constantly to educated people that, folks, it's not complicated. Get out of the circular reasoning where the dog is constantly chasing its tail and it never gets a hold of it, folks, because that's what the circus of politics. These politicians, by the way, they're actors. Again, they're working on the behalf of special interest groups. You're seeing nothing but smoke and mirrors on a daily basis. And what's also interesting, friends, on a daily basis, you're seeing the crimes of those that are supposed to represent you against you on a daily basis. It's time to clean house, folks, but it first starts with the church, first and foremost. It was John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, that said the church is called to be the light of society. He said when that goes, everything else goes. And so that's why everything is going, because the church has failed to, let me put it this way, they've been unfaithful to the living God in so many different ways because of fear of man, which brings about a snare, the Bible tells us. And that's exactly why we're in trouble today. Again, if you want to check us out at any time, please do. I'm going over right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com as to what's going on in the United States of America. I was just highlighting during the last segment the TSA, a pretended authority, friends. Many of them criminals, no question about it. As a matter of fact, go online and search it out. You'll find that many of the TSA agents are drug dealers, they're molesters, they're pedophiles, they're thieves. The list goes on. Check it out. You'll find out to your you'll stand back in disgust concerning the crimes of these individuals that are putting their hands on you and your family's friends if you allow them to do so. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and we're talking about how TSA molested a 13-year-old girl. Then they call the police when parents object to any further molestation by the TSA agents. With that said, I just highlighted the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. In other words, friends, every one of you that go to the airport and you go through the screening process, friends, you need to understand that you are suspect. You are suspect. You're being accused by your governments of being a terrorist. You need to put that into perspective. Without a shall not be violated means shall not be violated. And no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. What is their probable cause? What is it? No, it has nothing to do with September 11th, folks. Agencies that have been created after September 11th have been used against Americans, okay? Not against those that mean to destroy America, but against you, Americans. Just put it into perspective for you. And no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. Okay, what is their probable cause? Well, because they said so. Supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Now, what is interesting here is that when researching the actual text for the Fourth Amendment, let me say that again. When actually researching the actual text for the Fourth Amendment, there were more opinions and debates through deconstructionism, in other words, they wanted to give their opinion, and they wanted to debate the common sense meaning of the Fourth Amendment, that was blocking the way in finding the actual text of the Fourth Amendment. Why are Americans confused? Because they get caught up on opinions. And this is what the conservatives of the day, all day, deliver up. Isn't it interesting when you watch, or you have to watch, some news channel? Isn't it interesting how they have someone from the right or the Republican Party, and they have someone from the left or the Democratic Party giving their opinion? But in that conversation, nowhere will you hear them point their finger to the Constitution and the common sense law that works against both their opinions, friends. You never hear them make reference to the law. Why? Because then they wouldn't have sponsors that are paying them millions to keep you confused. That's how they have a job, friends. Just so you know. Again, just so you know. Now, what I want to get to is I want to get over to what's happening in the United States of America. Again, across the boards, what is happening in your country? Your country. During the first segment, I highlighted Christmas and a carnival. Okay? And the media and corrupt politicians and how they are handing your country off. Listen to me carefully, friends. No mistake in what I'm saying here whatsoever. I'm making it as clear as possible. The media and corrupt politicians are handing your country off to them that mean to destroy you. Now, when you go to the Quran, chapter 3, verse 54, I guess that's how you say it, it states that, and they, the disbelievers, that would be me and you, okay, the infidels, schemed, okay? And Allah schemed against them. This is their God that they worship, right? And Allah is the best of schemers. How can you worship a God that is not perfect? How can you worship a God that teaches you how to scheme? I don't know. Okay? The Arabic word used for scheme or plot is makara, which literally means deceit. If Allah is supremely deceitful towards unbelievers, then there is little basis for denying that Muslims are allowed to do the same thing. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. And again, to point the finger as to what's going on over in France and Sweden, and Germany, the UK, in Canada, friends, and now in America, is they come in as the victims, but we can see over in Europe, they're not the victims at all. They don't have the shield, they have the spear. The crimes are horrendous. I'll get to that in just a little bit. Now, what I want to do before I start rocking this topic is I want to start off on a sincere reality check. Okay, I'm not being insincere whatsoever. By putting your feet upon the rock of God's word, Matthew 16, 13 through 20. Keep in mind, nations and a people always get in trouble whenever they depart from the living God. Okay, read Matthew 16, 13 through 20. As to understand what is going on in your country, America, and by the way, this is applicable to all countries. So the 53 countries that are listening to us, this applies to you as well. Now, firstly, Americans are clearly under attack by, again, the CIA-controlled media. There's no doubt about it. There's no dispute concerning what I just said. Because they can't be trusted as a news source. And they've been busted over and over and over again. And it's interesting, those that have been busted for fake news are the ones accusing those that are telling you the truth as being fake news. And this, by the way, comes from hell itself. Literally. Do you remember Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister? Remember he said, accuse the others of what you're guilty of? And it's exactly what's in operation in your country today. And by the way, when we're talking about Joseph Goebbels, and we're talking about the regime of Adolf Hitler, keep in mind, it was Prescott Bush that was financing Hitler's war, and he was indicted back in 1942. Easily accessible online. And his son, George H.W. Bush, George Bush Sr., he was the head of the CIA. Look up paper... A Project Paperclip. They actually brought war criminals over from Germany into the United States. Okay? And then you had George W. Bush, his son, and then you had September 11th. Now, if you link that back to Adolf Hitler, you'll understand exactly what's going on in your country today. It means, America, you're in trouble. Okay? Now, I want to come back and give you a quote from Dr. Udo Ulfkott, and I also want to give you a quote from John Stockton, a former CIA official, right after this break. Sons of Liberty Media.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Where are you at, friends? We got Comrax set up, stack it's called, and that means on my computer I can see that when we receive phone calls and it just says that it was disconnected. That may be my bad. I'll check into that during the break up and coming as we go into the second hour on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. We were just talking about how the media in this country cannot be trusted as a news source. If you remember right, Dr. Udo Ulfkott, who lost his life writing a book exposing the CIA-controlled media, said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Did you hear what I said? He said it's totally fake. Of course it is. They're taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. Yeah, because they're just doing their jobs, right? No, they enjoy this pretended authority. They enjoy this temporary authority, friends, to lie to people, to keep them confused. That is until it touches them. I did a high school assembly in Northfield, Minnesota in the early 2000s. I did two assemblies there. Great assemblies, by the way. I remember during that assembly, I had stopped because I seen a young person in a wheelchair. And I remember I said, just hang on a second, let's stop the assembly. Must have been 400 kids there. And what happened is I walked through the row of kids and they all spread. It was like watching someone walk through water. It really was. It was cool the way it worked out because they seen what I was doing. And what I did is I took a drumstick and I went over and I handed it to this kids and all the kids clapped. They thought that was really cool. I wasn't doing it for the approbation of men. I was doing it because that's where my heart was. I wanted that individual to feel special and that I took the time to stop the assembly for him. Well, the media came out and reported that I was making fun of handicapped kids. I was on the front page of their paper for 6 weeks in a row. Only to find out that it was a Gossam columnist that worked for the Pioneer Press out of St. Paul, who was a woman minister who had a child that was an atheist, and she married illegally same-sex couples. Which has never been in the history of mankind. Folks, the media is taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. No, what's interesting about all of this, it's exactly what they were doing on a local level. It was also interesting that the more they attacked me, the more that little town was uncovered for heroin trafficking. The chief of police in that certain town was busted as a part of what was going on with other city officials. So it's interesting what happens when wicked men attack those that are called by God for his purposes. And maybe that's what it means. I'm playing stupid, but maybe that's what it means when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed. I called him to do this, and I am going to protect my servant, my child. David knew this all the well. And by the way, we are the seed of David. Right? And it's the sure mercies of David ordered to right and sure in the book of Samuel. And it is true today. As a matter of fact, they even had, during the same time that they were attacking me, it was interesting that they had a tornado go through the center of the town. I didn't call for it. It was just what was happening. The more they attacked, the more they were being uncovered. Now with that, friends, I called the local churches and I said, listen, I need to come back into town and I need the people in that town to understand what's going on with the media. But I got to tell you this first. This was the beginning days of my ministry in doing high school assemblies. And I remember that when they reported that I was making fun of handicapped kids, and folks, they put a whole bunch of things completely out of context as to what I said and, of course, what I meant. And they were fabricating, they were contriving, they were creating things out of thin air to sell papers or to attack someone that was willing to tell them the truth. And I remember when I heard about it and I read it, I remember I laid on my bed. I can give you the exact address. I can tell you exactly where I was and what it felt like. It killed me. And I remember there laying on my bed. I just got married. And I remember I had these heart tears coming outside of my eyes. I wasn't crying like a big baby. I just didn't understand it. And I was confused at that time again because now I was stepping in to the arena of ministry, the warfare. And I remember I was laying there and I had these tears running down my face. And all of a sudden what came into my heart was, wait a second. And I knew it was the Holy Ghost. What came into my heart is that Jesus came unto his own and his own received him not. Do you remember he said that in the book of John? Do you remember how the Lord was rejected concerning the children of Israel when he brought them out of Egypt, out of bondage, and was bringing them into the promised land? And they wanted a king, and Samuel went to the Lord and said, what do we want to do here? And the Lord said, give them a king, but tell them this is what's going to happen here. And Samuel felt rejected, and the Lord said, listen, Samuel, it's not you that they're rejecting, it's me that they're rejecting. And what was so awesome about that was the fact that I had a revelation right then and there that I had the heart of God in process concerning the call that he called me to take on. What I did is I got a hold of one pastor in the community that was willing to take me on, to take on the liars that were in the church first and foremost, and the liars that were being used to write about who I was and what it was that I was doing. See, they only attack you when you're effective. Okay? They couldn't write me off, and nor can they today. That's why they oppose me every step that I take. Ask Right Wing Watch, who just wrote about me 2 weeks ago. Okay? They like to misconstrue. They'll never call. By the way, when we call them and ask them to be on the radio, they won't get on the radio because they don't want you to hear the truth. And by the way, many networks across the United States, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, so on and so forth, they're all prescripted questions. They're useful idiots on both sides. They're not going to pull someone just out of nowhere that's going to say the absolute truth because they can't have that. That will shut them down. That will expose them for who they are. Well, this pastor called me up and said, Bradley, I seen what was happening because I was there, he told me. He said, you're welcome to come into my church and get the people involved with what was going on, and you can have as much time as you need to tell them what really happened during your assembly program. Well, guess what? When I got there, I was doing that, and I discerned that there was an individual in that room that was there on the behalf of the press again. Now, keep in mind, they attacked me for over 6 weeks. I was on the front page of their paper. And boy, oh boy, can I say they were doing it to themselves. They truly were. And all of a sudden, I told the people that showed up, and it was pretty well filled, which I was happy to see. There was enough people that cared about their community to know what really happened because they didn't believe what the media was saying. Well, guess what? One of the reporters, the useful idiots, the propagandist, just happened to be in the back. And I said, by the way, I said, are you here with the press? He said, yes. And I said, by the way, everybody here, this guy over here is a part of the press. He's a part of the problem. He's one of the individuals that has been writing lies about me day after day, week after week. And guys, this took the wind out of his sail. You know what he said? He looked at me and he looked at the people. He was completely confounded. He was bewildered. He said, what did I do? And I looked at him and I said, you didn't bother to ask me one question before you came up with your stories. And stories they are. See, folks, they're not used to you taking it to them. They'll do everything in their power to make sure that that never happens. They're not used to having to face those that they accuse. And yet our law tells us that's the case. Oh, my goodness. If the American people understood what freedom of speech really meant, do you know how many of these people would be behind bars today? Or that have been sued? Do you know how many of these corporate media outlets, friends, would have been sued? They'd have been put out of business? They'd have been held accountable by the people in this country? They would have to tell the truth. And see, America, you've taken the pill. You've drank the Kool-Aid that they can say whatever they want without lawful consequence. You're completely wrong. You're in error. They don't have a right to lie or defame or to libel or to sic a jihad on you and your family, your wife and your four little boys like they have. I'm going to take a quick break. We're talking about right now, I'm on a little bunny trail. Oh, by the way, after all this happened, they never wrote another word about me. And then from that point on, that city, that little town was in trouble for a year, literally. Being exposed for their crimes on drug trafficking, all the way up to city council and the sheriff of that county. And then also this professed Christian that was writing about me, who had a child that was an atheist.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. you can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.